Hello, I am Marina Andrea Bellefago, Duchess of Trumpington, a practicing artist and protector extraordinaire of all animals.
Hello, I am His Serene Highness, Prince Frey von Fersen zu Lawrenceburg, and I am an artist and a fairy tale prince.
Together, we welcome you to Swan Appy, the audio guide for expanded aesthetic and empathetic practices. Half meditation, half citizen science, this audio will guide you through a journey of relaxation with the aim to develop a deep sense of biological rapport. Please find a safe spot outdoors or indoors, where you can either sit or lie down without being disturbed. During this audio guide, you will hear the sound of bells. When you hear this sound, please allow yourself to become aware of your feelings.
Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and notice how you're feeling right now, physically and emotionally. Without trying to change anything, simply take note of your state of being. Notice how your body feels and make some slight adjustments to increase your comfort. Take a deep breath in. Hold your breath and breathe out, releasing tension. Breathe in again. Hold your breath. And as you exhale, allow your body to relax even more. Now take a few moments to find your own rhythm of breathing. Allow a feeling of relaxation to spread in waves down your body. Let the relaxation grow with each breath you take. Now mentally scan your body, breathe and relax any remaining tension. Now imagine that you're walking along a forest path. We invite you to focus on the stability of the ground, how it is a constant presence, a gentle but reliable support for all your activities. The ground is one of the foundations of your life. It is a foundation that you share with many other life forms. Allow the ground to support each of your steps ahead on the forest path. Each step is an arrival and a renewed connection to the gravity. And each step is a brief resting and nesting into the ground before you continue your journey with another step, and another, and another.
Take note of the different trees and plants. Notice the sounds. Notice the smells. There is a circle of light around you. You are in the middle of this circle. Safe within the space of the circle, take a few moments to picture a time in your childhood when you felt loved, when you felt nurtured, when you felt protected. allowed this imagined or remembered sensation to become vivid. You are safe. You are loved. Supporting family members or friends are with you in this circle. Allow these family members and friends to be fully on your side. They are supportive of your choices and completely present to your needs. You feel at home. This is home. Within this circle, visualize your sense of home as a glowing mist around you. When you hear the sound of the bell, the mist starts to take the shape of the first animal you had a positive contact with. The animal is there. It might be a dog, or a rabbit, or a tortoise. It might be the pet you always wanted to have but couldn't. Can you remember touching the animal? What did he feel to your touch? Did she have fur, scales, feathers? Something else. Allow your inner skin to reconnect to the memory of the animal's physical presence. Allow the breathing to stir the memory of any smells of the animal you encountered. What did she smell like? And now, can you remind yourself of the most intriguing features of the animal? Remember details of this encounter between the animal and yourself. While you're resting and nesting into the circle of home, let the animal be close to you emotionally. He or she is your pet. You feel a strong bond with each other. Does your pet have a name? How do you play it with your pet? Now, take a few moments to connect to the memory or imagination of your animal companion. Maybe he has some wisdom or knowledge to share with you if you allow him. When you hear the sound of the bell, you will see many different animals take shape within your circle. All of them belong to the category which humans would typically call pets. Now, look around you. What other pets can you see? You realize that you have the capacity to form strong bonds, to make kin. Your home circle, the circle that you share with animals from the pet category, will be called the endocircle, meaning inner or closest circle. Outside of the endocircle, there are even larger concentric rings containing other species of animals that we may perceive as being increasingly difficult to relate to. You will now continue your journey outwards from the safety of your endocircle to outer circles, to meet animals with whom you may not have strong emotional connection. When you hear the sound of the bell, your previously remembered or imagined childhood pet will lead you out towards and beyond the edge of the endo circle.
Welcome. You and your pet companion have just crossed the border to the first exo circle. The word exo, of course, is Greek and it means outer. Here you will encounter ambassadors of the first exo group of animals. These creatures belong to a category typically perceived by humans as being useful rather than being co-creatures that we would form any emotional bonds with. The first exo group include any animals that can bring profit, or that we may use for food, clothing, medicine, or physical labor. When you hear the sound of the bell, you will see many different animal representatives of the first exo group take shape around you. Now, allow different animals that you would consider useful to take shape in front of you. Which animals can you identify? In what way could each animal be considered useful by humans? Do you have a memory or an imagination of what an encounter with one or a few of the different animals would mean to you? Take a few moments to relate to the different animals around you. From the large group of animals, one individual approaches you with an invitation to a deeper connection with him or her. You and the animal touch. What do you feel? Is she furry to the touch? Is he warm? What does the animal feel? How would they perceive you? Do you and your new friend become aware of each other's smells? And maybe the animal has some wisdom or knowledge to share with you if you allow him. After a while of engaging with your new friend, your pet comes up to the both of you. He or she begins to glow and radiate a feeling of home. Allow this presence of home to shine outwards from your pet until the glow envelops the whole first exo circle, imbuing it with a feeling of safety and intimacy. Does this shimmer of home have a colour, a texture? How does it behave as it embraces and fills every animal within the circle? Take a few moments to enjoy the feeling of being intimately at home with the animals belonging to the first exo group.
You lift your gaze and become aware of the existence of even larger concentric rings outside of this circle. These other circles also contain species of animals. You will now continue your journey outwards from your first exocircle to meet animal representatives that you may struggle to imbue with the same sense of value as you would a pet or an animal that humans consider useful. When you hear the sound of the bell, your pet companion and your new exogroup friend will lead you towards and beyond the edge of the present circle. Welcome. Your animal companions have brought you to the outer exocircle. Let's call the representatives of this circle the second exogroup of animals. These creatures belong to categories typically perceived by humans as being useless, or even pests. The second exogroup include the wild animals and animals that humans seldom interact with. The animals belonging to this group are rarely considered to have a sense of self or apparent value. We are often indifferent or even repulsed by individuals of these species. A word frequently used to describe this zoological circle is nature. When you hear the sound of the bell, you will see many different animal representatives of the second exogroup take shape around you. Now, allow different animals that you would consider wild, dangerous, or repulsive to take shape in front of you. Which animals can you identify? What qualities or behaviors cause humans to be emotionally removed from the animals belonging to this group? Maybe you remember an encounter with one of these animals? What did it mean to you? Take a few moments to relate to the different animals around you. From the larger group of animals, one individual approaches you with an invitation to a deeper connection, maybe even friendship. If you and the animal touch, what do you feel like to each other? Is she furry to the touch? Is he cold? Are they scaly or slimy? Are you smooth or warm to their senses? Can you and your new friend detect each other's smells? Maybe this animal has some wisdom or knowledge to share with you, if you allow him. After a while, the animal companions from earlier come up to the both of you. You all begin to glow and radiate the feeling of home. Allow this presence of home to shine outwards from your companions until the glow envelops the whole second exocircle, imbuing it with a feeling of safety and intimacy. Take a few moments to enjoy the feeling of being intimately at home with the animals belonging to the outer exogroup.
You lift your gaze and become aware of the existence of an even larger ring outside of this circle. This outermost circle also contains species of animals You will now continue your journey outward to meet animal representatives that you may struggle to imbue with the same sense of value as you would a pet, an animal that humans consider useful, or an animal that represents an exotic quality of wildlife. When you hear the sound of the bell, your three companions will lead you towards and beyond the edge of the present circle. Welcome. You have now entered the mythological circle of animal existence. Let's call the inhabitants of this circle the mytho group of animals. These beings belong to categories typically perceived by humans as being imaginary, mythological, extraterrestrial, or otherwise of questionable existence. The mytho group include archetypal, symbolic, or totemic creatures that stir a wide spectrum of emotions in humans. These feelings can range from consolation and curiosity to superstitious vigilance or even existential dread. The animals belonging to this group are rarely considered to have an individual existence today. Fairy tale creatures, monsters, but also extinct animals from ancient species can belong to the mytho group. When you hear the sound of the bell, you will see many different beings of the mytho group take shape around you. Now, allow different animals that you would consider mythological, extinct, or extraterrestrial to take shape in front of you. Which animals can you identify? Do some of them defy description? What qualities or behaviors cause humans to stop believing in the existence of these creatures? Do you have a memory or an imagination of a memory of when you were first convinced that a creature did not, in fact, exist? Take a few moments to relate to the different animals around you. And from the larger group of animals, one individual approaches you with an invitation to a deeper connection, maybe even friendship, with him or her. If you and the creature touch, how do you appear to each other? Is she smooth to the touch? Is he glowing with inner light? Are they scaly or iridescent? And how do you think you appear to their senses? Can you and your new friend detect each other's smells? Maybe this animal has some wisdom or knowledge to share, if you but allow him. After a while of engaging with your new friend, your three companions from earlier come up to the both of you. All three begin to glow and radiate the familiar feeling of home. Allow this presence of home to shine outwards from your companions until the glow envelops the whole mytho circle of animals, imbuing them with a feeling of safety, intimacy, and reality. Take a few moments to enjoy the feeling of being intimately at home with the mythological animals surrounding you.
You lift your gaze and become aware. You are relaxed and calm. You are at peace. You are content. Relax for a few moments longer in this expanded wildlife sanctuary. You can now reflect on your journey through all the circles. You can reflect on the connections you have made and the potential for new connections with other animals to be made in the future. You are feeling calm and relaxed. You know you can return to this state whenever you need to feel loved and to feel at home. Keep with you this feeling of relaxation while you slowly return your awareness to the present. Notice the surface you are on. Notice your clothes against your skin. Turn your attention to the sounds around you. Open your eyes. Become fully aware of the environment around you. When you have returned to your usual level of alertness, you can return to your day feeling awake, calm, and relaxed. You will feel at peace and you will feel complete. This is because you are now integrated with the other beings of this planet. We thank you for taking part in this audio guide. We will be very grateful if you could fill out our questionnaire. Goodbye.